by Yosef Quinfeld, Qualities of Leadership.
And Moshe Rabbeinu was told to go and see Eretz Yisrael for the last time. So he said to the Rabbeinu Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should appoint a successor for me. And he goes and describes whom he wants. There's a Medrash which says the following. The Medrash says, Halacha, Imro har ba'uchlasin shal b'nei Odom, if somebody sees a large number of Yidin, then he makes a bracha. Bracha to Hashem lekeinu melech olam chacham harodim. If he sees a multitude of Yidin, he says a bracha chacham harodim. In fact, the Gemara in Baruch says that you need to see 600,000 people before you're allowed to say that bracha. That's a different parsha. But that's a bracha which you make when you see a multitude of people. Why do you say chacham harodim? The Rabbi Nishlalim is wise. He knows all secrets. He knows the inside secrets of every person. Because k'shem she'ein parts the same, doim zeh lezeh. Just like no two faces are the same, kach ein da'atam doim zeh lezeh. So no two personalities, no two characters are the same either. Ela kol echad ve'echad yesh lo de'ah b'fnei atzmo. Everybody has his own personality, his own opinion. Certainly, they say two Jews, three opinions. So certainly, you even have their own opinion. Teide lachos shukain. How do you know this is so? Shukain Moshe mevakish min Hashem b'shat misa. Just before Moshe died, he said to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Omar lefono, Rebbeinu Shalom, Golub yadu lefonecho, you know, da'atun shekol echad ve'echad. It's revealed to you everyone's day of. Ve'en da'atun shebonecho, da'im zeh lezeh. No two people have the same day of. Ukshani mistalek mehen, when I die, bevakoshem imcha, I beg from you, menei aleichem manhig, appoint a leader, that he should have the patience to be able to deal with each one as an individual. Lefi datoi, shenema yifkad Hashem haruach einay nema. It doesn't say yifkad Hashem elakei haruach. It says yifkad Hashem elakei haruchois. So you know that you are the person who created ruchois. That every single person is different. So therefore you yourself understand that leadership needs to be an understanding, has to have an understanding that everyone's different. I beg of you to appoint somebody who understands and has a sublonist of patience to understand that there's no two people the same. That's the Medrash. Famous Medrash. The problem is that the Medrash seems to be placed in the wrong place. This Medrash should be in this parsha. This parsha actually is after Raviv. After the whole Maisa of Pinchas, after the whole Maisa of after the counting of all Klal Yisrael, after the Maisa of Tzlochot, comes the Parsha of Agat Tzlochot, commands him to go up to have a look at Eretz Yisrael, and just before he's going to die, he says, please appoint somebody. So where would you expect this Medrash to be? On the Parsha, Yifkad Hashem v'lekei ruchos. It isn't. Do you know what it is? It's plonk in the middle, sorry, it's right in the beginning of the Sedra. There's a Medrash about Pinchas, been a lot of Bnei HaMakayim, yeah, and Agat Tzlochot, and he knows that. Like Brishi Sholeh, so the first Medrash, then comes Yifkad Hashem Elokei Haruchos, this whole Medrash, and then it carries on with Pinchas, and Parshas later is the Parsha of appointing a leader. I'll call them a Mefarshim that the Parsha is in the wrong place. And in fact, the Matnas Kohuna and other Mefarshim say that this was a printing error by the printers. That this Medrash should be placed in the Parsha of Yifkad Hashem Elokei Haruchos, and it's just printed in the wrong place. I would like to suggest that possibly it's printed in the right place. It's Al Mekoyma. For the following reasons. Firstly, let's just go to the Haftorah. This Haftorah is a famous Haftorah. The Haftorah is all about, it's the aftermath of the Maisa of Pinchas, where Pinchas chefs out all the 400 Nevi'ei Habal. This is the whole famous Maisa in the Har HaKarmel. And they also have Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. By the way, that's our Makkah where we say Hashem Elokim on Yom Kippur and the Ila. So the Pinchas said, Pinchas, not Pinchas, the Yol. Of course, Pinchas the Yol. Right? Why did nobody correct me? Why did it take so long? You all already asleep? Yeah, sorry. That's the Talmud. Yeah. Eliyahu kills out all the Nevi'ei Habal, and he wins this whole argument. Mamish is one of the greatest Nisim. It's Mamish Lamana B'derech HaTeva. Eish come down in the Shemayim, and Elio's proved to be right, and then he has the power to shut all the Nevi Abal. What happens is that Izevel sends him a message, and Izevel says, tomorrow I'm going to kill you. It's incredible. So Elio realizes he's in trouble for his life, and he runs away. And this is the parasha. The Malach sent him to the Midbar. He goes, he travels 40 days and 40 nights to the Midbar, and here's the conversation between the Rebbe Yishlan and he has a Nebuah. What are you doing here, Elio? He's in the Midbar. He's sent to the Midbar. What are you doing here, Elio? I made a ma'aseh kanos. So he tells over the whole ma'aseh. I did a ma'aseh kanos. I killed out because they were over the Zohar. They left your covenant. And now I'm being chased. I'm going to be killed. Vayomer, and he gets the following command: Save a matzah b'ol lifnei Hashem. Stand in front of the mountain. V'nei Hashem over. And what happens? Hashem passes by. Ruach gedolah v'chazam mefarik karim mishabit sloim. There's a tremendous wind, a hurricane, and it smashes hills and mountains. Lifnei Hashem says, Ravoy nishlam lo baruach Hashem. You can't find Hashem in the ruach, in wind, or in hurricane. V'acharuach rash. After the ruach, there's tremendous thunder, lightning. Lo v'rash Hashem. You won't find a kodesh brochel in rash. V'acharash eish, and after eish comes terrible fires. Lo v'eish Hashem. V'achar eish koil demomo daka. After the eish, there's a gentle koil demomo daka. A still voice. Thank you. A still voice. So what's this nevuah? This nevuah which Eliyahu receives after the whole might of Ezebel. What is the hezbah in nevuah number one? Number two, what's the shaykhus with the sedra? Well, I'll be pashas, of course, the shaykhus with the sedra is kana kinesi. You just got the common word kana kinesi. Pinchas would made a nice kanoas, yeah? So you've got kana kinesi. So I'll be pashas, that's the connection. But I think we can get to a deeper connection. And thirdly, why was he sent to the Midbar? Why was he sent to the desert? So we have three questions, yeah? Connection with the sedra, why was he sent to the desert? And what's the hezba in the whole of the nevuah? So to understand that, we have to go to a famous Mishnah. The famous Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, the Aloch of Kanon Poygim Boy. I understand you had a shiur on this 2 days ago on Kanon Poygim Boy. Yeah, you all know the Aloch of Kanon Boy. The Aloch of Kanon Poygim Boy. So what's Aloch? It's a Mishnah. Mishnah gives certain examples. We won't go through now. We haven't got time. But the Mishnah in the Sanhedrin gives a number of examples where there's a halacha of kanon poygim boy. One of them, of course, is haboyel aramis, which was the case of Pinchas. So what's halacha? That you're allowed to kill him. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, haboyel molech ein moirin lai. If somebody goes and asks the shayla la halacha, he goes to the Bezdin, that Sanhedrin, he says, may I kill him or may I not kill somebody who's done such a despicable act? Halacha, ein moirin lai, Bezdin won't pass. It's halacha, if you did it. But we won't pass it that you may do it. V'lo'id, unbelievable. V'lo'id, not only that. Elashim pirish Zimri v'hov v'l'pinchas. If Zimri would have protected himself and killed Pinchas, would Zimri have been chai of Misa for murder? Yes or no? No. Why? Because he's a roidef. Halachically, Pinchas would have been considered a roidef. And a roidef, halacha, if somebody pursues you to your life, you're allowed to defend yourself. So if Zimri would have got up and he would have defended himself and killed Pinchas, he wouldn't have been chayav misa for killing Pinchas. So A, it's halacha of ein moirin lai, B, you can't pass to do so. Secondly, you can defend yourself from such a person. And thirdly, the halacha is that the din of kanon poygim boy is only b'shas aveira, only at the time of the aveira. That means if you see that this despicable act being carried out, then you can kill him. But it's only at that point. If the act is finished, and you were going to kill him, and that's even without asking the Bezdin. Everything's over, and you're going to kill him without asking the Bezdin. You'd be chayav misa. So firstly, Bezdin cannot paskan that you should do so. Number two, he could defend himself. Number three, if you do it acha mais, you are chayav misa. And number four, if he defends himself, yeah, he is not chayav misa. Those are all the halachas which the Gemara quotes on kanoim poygim boy. Says the Chidush Sherim, what's a very strange halacha this? I mean, what's the concept behind it? So says the Chidush Sherim, that you can only, the het is only b'shas hitzlavus. you're incensed. If somebody's incensed to see such an act, and at the time he's so incensed that he can't control himself, then you have the halacha of kana and poigim by. But if you're calmed down enough that you're able to go, you're not incensed. You calmly go to bed and then say that could I go and kill him now? Or the whole micus is over, right? And now you go back and kill him. Then that halacha isn't given. The halacha of kanoas is b'shas choim, b'shas the heat of the moment, and you're so incensed to see somebody making such a chilul Hashem barabim that he's boiling our army. Yeah, like that. So it has to be at the time of kanoas. B'choim lev. But you already miyushev says the chiddush harim. You've calmed down enough, yeah, and that it doesn't cause such a choim that you're able to go calmly to bed and ask. Such halacha wasn't given in such circumstances. And I want to tell you over an Akedah Yitzchok. The Akedah says the following, very interesting. The Akedah says, he asked the Kasha. Moshe also saw this act. Moshe saw this act of Zimri and Kazi Batsor. Why did he kill him? Chazal say, yeah. Nisam Man Halacha. That's what Chazal say. Now the Akedah Yitzchok doesn't seem to work with that. Yeah, it doesn't seem to work with this Chazal. Maybe you have to type shit that why is the Rabbani Shalom Masave that he should forget this halacha? Yeah, so it doesn't work with this Chazal. So we'll have to type into it that why is the Rabbani Shalom Masave that Moshe Rabbeinu should forget this halacha? He should have killed himself. So he gives two terutzim. One test is because Moshe is a benzin. Moshe acted as a Bezdin. So if Moshe would have done this, then we would have translated or misconstrued the halacha, and you would have said that the halacha is halacha umoirin came. Because Moshe acts as a Bezdin. Moshe is the supreme authority in Klal Yisrael, and therefore if he would go and kill him, then he would have done it halachically, because Moshe wouldn't do anything other than halachically, because Moshe represents the force of halacha. And therefore if Moshe Rabbeinu would have done it, then we would have construed that halacha is halacha of Moirin Kain, when in actual fact halacha is halacha of Ein Moirin Kain, is only to be carried out b'shach choyim b'shach yorim ten. That's the first teret which the Chiddush Harim gives.
We're awake now.
Very good. That I said the Chiddush Harim, and it was meant to be the Akedah Yitzchok. I'm just explaining it. Yeah, that's the first teretz. The second teretz, and I want to read out his lashon because it's so powerful. The second teretz is the following. The second teretz is v'zeh l'shonoi, v'gam ein derech hamalochim roshe Yisrael hanavim. It's not the derech of kings or leaders or Nevi'im or prophets la'roig b'yodayim, to go and kill somebody with his bare hands, ve'ein da'as elyoina noiche b'chach. Rabbi Yishan doesn't approve of actions from such leaders. Ve'zeh hoya hanavius le'elyohu. This was the translation of the Nevi'ah which Eliyahu received. The Shalach Hashem Ois LaMidbar. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu send him to the Midbar? To the desert. Yeah, he slept. It's an incredible story if you think of it. Here he was, on top of the world. Yeah, he had the Baruch Hu had shown him such Siyat Lishmaya that he made a nest for him. And the whole of Klal Yisrael Amar Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. And through that he had the authority to slaughter all the Nevi'ah Abba once and for all. So he was at the peak of his authority. And then he gets this message from Ezebel. What time do I have to finish? 9 o'clock. Can I do a science? After such a beautiful shot I want. So I think I'll still manage it for 9 o'clock. I can't resist this one. Yeah? It's a side point. But a merging of a side point. It's an incredible thing. You know, Ezebel went and said, she sent him a message. Where's that Torah? She sent him a message. Shouldn't really do this.
I can't resist it.
Yeah. Vayagid Achav liZev, it's called Asher Osel Liyo, but it's called Asher Horag, it's called Nevim Bachem. But this Shlach Izev Malach Liyo. Leimoi. Kol Yasan Lekhim, Kol Yasim, Kichoes Mocha Osem Esnach Shlach Nefesh Achav Hem. Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to kill you. I'll do to you what you did to the Nevi Habal. Kichoes Mocha, tomorrow. Yeah? So ask, I can't remember where I heard it from. I said, well, this, if she's sitting up, it's incredible. Where does she think she's got it? He's on top of his authority. Everyone said Hashem will kill Hashem will kill. Hashem has set down Eishmin Hashemayim and killed and given his authority to kill him. And the whole of Klal Yisrael on his side. Where does she think that she gets the authority to say, I'll kill you tomorrow, to the extent that Elio or Hanomi believes her to such an extent that he has to run away from her? You know, if she would dare to touch a hair on his head, there would be a revolution. Here's Eliyahu. They all allowed him to kill the 400 of the Abal. Hashem has made a miracle for him. He's proved his point that the Baalim are apostles. And she dares to say that I'm going to touch him. Where does she get the guts to do such a thing that she'll kill him and she doesn't think there'll be a revolution at the top of her head in retaliation, number one? And number two, if she thinks she does have it, why does she say Mocha? Do it now. What are you waiting for? If she didn't get away with it, do it now. I think it's the Shure Das. I can't remember what it is. Really, he says, it's just a Musafra song. He says, you're right. That's what happens in all Shiurim. Yeah? We all get Mamish the spoil. The Hisayra is absolutely fantastic. Yeah? If she would have done it straight, if she would have done it straight away, absolute revolution. She would have been killed by one and all with their bare hands. She says, I know I can't do it now. Everyone's missed spoil. This is Hisayra. Mocha. Yesh mocha la'achaz man sechazal. Now just, I'll give it a bit of time. I promise you it'll be exactly the same as every day. I'll get you. B'shas, I'm just B'shas choim, the other way around, yeah? B'shas is oirus, we'll do everything. That's the famous Ramban. No one has the famous Ramban. Yeah? So you should, when you're oir yourself, you should translate it onto a chayfet. You should translate it into an action. Pardon? Ashetechpot. Yeah? Ashetechpot until you change to a chayfet. You have to concretize your oirus. But if you don't concretize your Osiris, you'll be left with Osiris, and Mocha, don't worry. And Eliyahu knew she was right. So he fled for his life. Give her a day or two and she'll get it, but not now. Now she can't do it. That's the Mocha. Alright, that was just slightly. You've got a Chaim in Kanoas, and you've got his Osiris when you're Mitzragish. But if you don't take action immediately, you've had it. But to take action, we'll come back to our sugya now. But to take action, a leader to take such action, when he's b'chayim, when he's incensed, says the Akedus Yitzchok, that the Rabbi Shem doesn't want. V'zeh ho'yo ha'navi'es l'eliyo, the sholach shem ois l'midbar, limud in the midbar. Mokim shenasa ma'isa kanois v'zimri. Many, many years ago, leaving out Pinchas as Eliyo, but yeah, many years ago, Pinchas did the same thing in the midbar. Yeah, and he said to him, there was one such a Maisa Kanoas, aval lo yalidei Moshe, zeh ein roi lemanig, el yalidei acher, haynu Pinchas. V'gam Eliyahu hayo manig, says the Akedus Yitzchok, Eliyahu was a manig, lo yroi lo lishchok dares meyas neviyei abal. For him, it's not his place to slaughter him in front of everybody. And even though the Ribbono Shel Olam did a nes for him, because that was what had to be done, but it wasn't for him to do it. Zeh yanavis shera ruach chazok v'ra'ash v'eish, avalei baruach Hashem v'alei baruach Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu, or his deputy, his representative, that's not for him. Zeh in yirotz na'abayu shemanig Yisrael yinoy kach kloyme. For a leader, you can't just be incensed and act. Something you do in anger is not for a leader. You do it hastily. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses you, Hamasa Sheyase has to be done benachas over Yishuv Hadas, Adva Emes Vanova. Zehu hakoil demomo daka shebo acharei harash. That's what the Akedus Yitzchok said. The message for Eliyahu was, although there had to be a Maisa Kanoas, but you shouldn't have been the one to do it. and never go to the Midbar where such a thing took place itself. And that's why Moshe didn't do it, according to the second Torah. Moshe didn't do it because it wasn't the right place to do it, and wasn't for a leader to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Good kasha. Maybe that was with a Tzibur Hashem. I don't know. Good kasha. Yeah? He should have been berated as well. Maybe that was with a Tzibur Hashem. Look up the forge. Okay? Because that's the Tzibur in the first place. Yeah, very good. That's the Chachilah of the Tzibur. You're supposed to do that. Yeah, but again, but he's asked the kasha, let somebody else do it. But he's got a personal, you mean every single leader has got a personal chiyuv to do it. That's a very good terrorist. Every he's got a personal chiv to do a mitzvah hariga on Amalek. Sounds good. Okay. But therefore, so I would say the following. That's the shaychus between the Sefer and HaTorah. It's not just Kanei Kanesi, yeah? The word Kanei Kanesi that we're talking about. But what's happening here is that an exact Maaseh Zimri was done with Eliyahu, with a Maaseh Kanos was done with Eliyahu, of which HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't approve. He doesn't approve. Yes? And therefore, since he doesn't approve, therefore I'm telling you the same message, he doesn't approve. And now, what's the addition here? The addition is the following. I would like to suggest that this medrash has been coming, that was the kasha. This medrash has been coming, because it begs the question. Here's Pinchas, who did a mitzvah kanos. For those who came late, I just want to tell you that I wasn't referring to anybody, so I alright. Because it was essential to say the kasha. I asked the kasha, that is the kasha, Yivka Hashem Elokei Ruchos, that the medrash talks about appointing a new officer, a new leader of Klal Yisrael, and that new leader has to have the sablonis to understand that Elokei Ruchos, that leader has to be able to understand the sablonis, and that everyone's different, has to treat him as an individual. And we ask that medrash is Shalevim Koimoi. That medrash should have been in the parsha of Yivka Hashem Elokei Ruchos. That's where the medrash should have been placed. And we find that the medrash is right in the middle of the Maaseh of Pinchas. And here's Moshe Rabbeinu requesting a leader, and it's placed here. Because the question, it begs the question, if Pinchas was so great, and that Pinchas saved Klal Yisrael, he saved Klal Yisrael. Mm-hmm. The Rabbeinu Shem was furious with Klal Yisrael, and he saved Klal Yisrael by carrying out a halacha of Hanon Toshim Boy, and in the night in Lai, it's Brisi Sholem, it was so great that Rabbeinu Shem was prepared to give the Brisi Sholem, he came a koyim because of that. So you see, he was rewarded to the tremendous extent of saving Klal Yisrael. It begs the question, so why wasn't Pinchas appointed as the new leader? Why did Yeshua become the leader of Klal Yisrael? Here we're just about to appoint, and then the coming sefers were about to appoint, and the coming parshas were about to appoint to hold a new leader. And Moshe begs for a new leader. Surely Pinchas should have been the next in line. And yet we find that he doesn't become a leader, and he knows that like Brisi Sholem. So that begs the question, why not leadership? So I'm suggesting to you, that's why the parsha is put here. Yivkod Hashem Elokei HaRuchos is put in the parsha of Hini Noisen Lehi Brisi Sholem. Because the question is, why Brisi Sholem? Why not the leadership itself? The answer is, because he's a Maaseh Kanos. And a Maaseh Kanos, although it saved Klal Yisrael, and although the Ribbon Shel Olam prepared to even make Nisim for Maaseh Kanos, in the time of Eliyahu, he prepared to do it, and the Eish was Yorub and Hashemayim, and the whole of Klal Yisrael said, Professor Hashem Elokim Hashem Elokim, and it's needed, it's necessary. There's a halacha kanoim poigim, but it's the halacha, it's the right halacha. But the halacha is halacha ve'imoyrin kein. And why is the halacha ve'imoyrin kein? Because it can only be done b'shas yoin sen. It can only be done b'shas the choyim. That's the only time it's permissible. You have to be absolutely furious, you have to be incensed, and you can't control yourself. It's an act for the sake of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the depth of halacha ve'imoyrin kein. It's a thing which you're doing the Kiddush Hashem. You're making Kiddush Hashem. You want to save the lunch right away. It's covered as being nifgam by such a terrible act. So you act for the sake of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So halachically you've done it. But it can only be done because you're incensed. Such a person, the Ribbono Shel Olam might make nisim for him. And he might save Klal Yisrael, but that's not for leadership. That's not for leader. A leader has to be sober called Echa Ve'echa. That's the Medrash again. Let's just go through the Medrash and we'll finish that at 9 o'clock. I'm on time. Let's just go through the halacha again. Halacha imra harbe chlushin shabnei adam. I'm a baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech halom chacham arazim. Shein parfatuf feim daim zel azeh kach ein datan daim zel azeh. Ela kolecha veechol yesh lei deya bifnei atzmai. Teidu choshu kain shakei moishe mevakish min Hashem b'shas mito. Omer lefon ribon shon golev yadu lefon echo datan shakol echot veechot. Tein datan shal binyan shen donecha daim zel azeh. Here's the lesson again. Ukshal yu listalek mehem bevakosh memcho menei aleihem manig sheyehe soivlon la'echo za'echo. Somebody has the midas of sablonus, can't get incensed. It just doesn't go together. And you need a sablon to leave klaiso. Therefore I'm suggesting that's why this parsha is not a printing mistake, but this parsha is in koma. So the lesson is, if any of us are in leadership roles, or we you know, whether it's in a school, wherever you are, in your leadership role, you have to realize that. The lesson is that, you know, today we're in a situation where everyone sees black and white. Yeah, my side is black and the other was white, and nobody, there's such kanoas that nobody sees there's another side. You only see my side, and you're mafatal everything else. That's not the quality of leadership. There needs to be a sablon to be able to understand that other people see things differently, to be able to recover and understand the psyche and the nature and the character of each one, and react accordingly. Those are the qualities of leadership. It's 9 o'clock and I'm finished.